There's always something outside of your being that you need in order to survive, exist, and or move forward in your life. I mean, think about it. If you don't have any food, you are not going to survive. If you gotta produce it, then something has to be. Welcome to the Gen X Has Something to Say podcast, a podcast created for African-American Gen Xers by an African-American Gen Xer. In this episode, Gen X Genius, we share perspectives on how Kanye West's Netflix documentary, Genius, revealed the hidden genius that resides in our generation. Enjoy the show. What's up, great people? Welcome to this week's episode. So, look, how was your Memorial Day? Hey, do y'all remember back in the day when you used to go to cookouts on the exact holiday? Like, you know, like Memorial Day was Monday, so there was always a cookout, a gathering on Monday. But the older you got, you realize you need that Monday to get yourself together so you can go to work on Tuesday. So the cookout started happening on Saturday and Sunday. I know I'm not the only one that remember that, but either way, hope your Memorial Day was great. I hope we took the time out to remember and honor those who gave their life. I know for me specifically, it was a time to reflect and honor my father for his service in the Korean as well as the Vietnam War, the two tours he spent there. Oh yes, for those of y'all that are CrossFitters, workout, who did Murph? Who did that mile run with 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 squats, and then ran another mile? Who did that workout? How did that turn out for you? Hopefully, well, you survived it. If you're listening to this, you survived it. So great job on that, doing Murph. So definitely, and some other notes along with that. Hey, game one, it's in the books. Warriors and the Celtics. Really don't mean anything at this point. We'll see how game two goes before we start making these predictions on who's going to take it and who's going to go where with it. Steph and them going to do what they do, as well as we're going to see what them young boys, Tatum and Tandem, how they're going to handle this pressure. See if they're ready to get to the next level of being the stars and running this league. We're going to see. Hopefully this will continue to be a good series. Today's episode, Gen X Genius. So, you know, kicking off this Black History Music Month and ending Mental Health Awareness Month, what better topic could we talk about than Kanye West's documentary, Genius? Something I watched a while back and had some thoughts and perspectives about it. Just kind of let it lay low for a while and just kind of came back up, and given the situation that we were in, couple of shootings that we've had the past couple of weeks and still trying to wrap our heads and our emotions around that. And then going into this music, you know, I know for one of us and what we can say as a community is music is the great equalizer. You can always find a music to fit the mood and circumstance. It allows you to convey feelings that you might not be able to say, but you may be able to rap it, sing it, or spit it in spoken word. So music is just that thing. And this is why, for me, it made the documentary so dope, is because we see this human struggling. Well, this human that we see in the public eye, we don't know his backdrop, where he comes from, or what's happened to him outside of what media reports to us. But this is a inside the wall barrier that allows us to see Kanye in his most human of form. We actually get to identify with him as the human. It's broken up into three parts. Vision, where it talks about him trying to move to New York and make a name for himself. Then the second part is talking about purpose, where after he gets signed, that's when we got Through the Wire and all those things, when he got into the car accident and moved himself through that. And then it gets to Awakening, where he has his whole winning the Grammy, and then the life death situations, his marriage and the choir and all those great things went you know, all those things that he went through, rather, as a part of his life, and we get to see the inside, what was going on from his perspective as it relates to what we were seeing as a community that was following him on social media, calling him crazy, calling him toxic, all these words that for the most part are holding true when you look at some of the actions and decisions he's made. But you get to humanize him as a person who is trying to figure this thing out. And out of this documentary, you know, it was a great documentary. If those of you who had a chance to check it out, I got some insights from it about myself, about society, what we as a generation, that genius that we have within us. I think this Kanye West documentary really showed a lot of those things and how he moved and his passions. And if anything, it kind of gave us a clear picture or a very humbling and real world picture of who Kanye West the person is and what he's been through. So, you know, after this let's dive into it and see the Gen X genius in this. Today's episode is sponsored by Urban Express Kids Incorporated, a rideshare service for kids in Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas. The goal of Urban Express Kids is to make sure your child gets to their destination safe and on time. They offer flexible door-to-door transportation services from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday for children ages 4 to 17. Download their app in iOS and Google Play today. You know, one of the first things that jumps out at you when you start watching this is it picks up when he moves to New York and he's trying to play his demo song for people and they're literally ignoring him, paying him no mind, just kind of, yo, go make me another beat, Kanye. That type of attitude, he just as he walked through the office going from person to person, just trying to sit in their office and hey, listen to me, listening, I got something here. And the way that they just blew him off, it was just like, oh, this guy's this annoying pest and he's shaking everybody's hand and everybody knows who he is and he's just this great prodigy beat making person, but nobody wants to sit down and really listen to him and see what he has to say, to see if he has any talent or something of that nature to where they could use him to another level. It was just something incredible to see. And it's just the rejection that he suffered through, for lack of a better word. He just suffered through a lot of rejection before he really made it. And it just made me think about, do we really consider rejection as being a trauma? Think about it. Now, you know, rejection, we think about it in a very loose term, like, you know, when you were in high school, a girl rejected you or a guy rejected you. But if you got a steady stream of rejection, doesn't it become somewhat of a trauma deal for you? Because doesn't that stifle or hinder you from trying things or doing things or going after your dreams? You know, even like the smallest things, like you say your idea to somebody and they're very negative about it. They reject this idea or they're giving you a whole bunch of things that you have to consider, not just a go for it, you can do it, I believe in you. However, if you just get that enough, then it becomes a trauma for you because society teaches us in part that we should pull ourselves up by our own bootstrap. We are self-made. We are self-contained. We are self-generating. We operate as an individual. There is just you get no help. You're only going to succeed or fail based off of what you put into it. Now, I do believe there's some truth to that. However, there's always something outside of your being that you need in order to survive, exist, and or move forward in your life. I mean, think about it. If you don't have any food, you are not going to survive. If you got to produce it, then something has to be alive or you have to grow something, which means you have to create a seed. Something outside of your individual self
That has to be created in order for you to survive and exist. We don't live in this island. We talk so much about how, you know, the spirits are connected. We are connected to our ancestors. The earth is connected to us. We flow as one. There's such this connection that we talk about in the one hand. And then the other hand, we talk about doing things for yourself. There's not this sense of community. You always have to do things by yourself. And that simply is not just the way we live. That's not what we do. That's not how we operate. And we saw here in Kanye's documentary that he just received a lot of rejection and he pushed through it. He got little help here or there where he was able to move forward. Somebody gave him a chance on a beat in Chicago. Somebody gave him a chance or heard his beat somewhere else to where he came. He was able to just do something. So, you know, for me, it's just like trauma is a rejection, and it's something that I believe Generation X saw a lot of, because just like Kanye West's life and how he was moving through in those early years of his production career, he was rejected a lot. And we as Generation X, I believe, we saw some things in our life, and a lot of us are just now blooming into late dreams because we had to get over the drama or the trauma of being rejected. His own money up to do the video Through the Wire, and how it became a big hit, surviving a car crash, mouth wired shut, rapping Through the Wire, that whole big production. It was incredible to watch him put together and see the backstory of that, because those of us that remember that Through the Wire, it was dope. That was a dope song. The production was dope. Everything about that song was dope. And then to hear the story and know he was an up-and-coming rapper who got in an accident and was recovering for that and released. You know, the crazy part of that was, well, as I get to it, the point that I'm starting, I'm trying to make here as I babble through words that I'm going to edit out anyway. So the crazy thing about success past rejection is it is a breeding ground for arrogance and narcissism. And who out here in this world is still living today, it hasn't been under the rock, does not think that Kanye West possessed these two characteristics. He's narcissistic and he is arrogant. And it's playing itself out in his attempt to be a great parent to his kids and dealing with the divorce from Kim Kardashian. But it's a breeding ground for that when, if you are not properly grounded through your rejection or handling the rejection, you couple this situation along with losing the biggest supporter, your biggest fan. Nobody loves you like your parents or your guardian figure, whoever it was that was able to show you that unconditional love and believed in your dreams just as much as you believed in your dream. No one sees that. And the other part, you know, that piece of I made it. No matter how much y'all tried to hold me down, I made it. I'm now this great person. And with all this success that he began to have, you could see in this documentary how he was mistrusting of his friends. And then at the same time, he had some of his friends who he was repping Chi-Town to the fullest, gave his props to those that helped him get to where he were, only for those people to get on the radio station and say something against him, which is, or say some ill words about him, like he wasn't dope or whatever. Again, you know, in the midst of thinking you were past your rejects, the trauma rejection comes back. You can tell that he never really got over that. So it goes right back into that, the trauma of rejection and what it does to you if you are rejected and you don't know how that operates or how that that messes with a person to a certain degree. So it's just something to really consider when you talk about when you do become successful, have you dealt with the rejection that you dealt with to get to your success? And it's something that you have to really consider when you talk about why you act a certain way, who you trust, or why do you trust them, or do you even have trust for people? I don't know. What do y'all think about that? Is there some things in your life that you've dealt with or rejection that you've gotten through? The rejection of saying you wanted to go to school. Some people had that. I want to go to school. You're not smart enough to go to school. That's a rejection. That's a trauma you have to deal with. Somebody saying what you can and cannot do, not believing in you. And typically those types of rejections come from, and this is another piece where you can say this is something that really, really could impact you. Your rejection, your hardest rejection to overcome is from those who you value their opinion the most, you care about them the most, or they are perceived that they care about you. They're somebody you consider you love, like a close family member or something of that nature. But these are things to consider when you talk about how we have overcome, we have become the successful people that we've become. You know, it doesn't come without some type of rejection. You don't always have everybody pushing you forward and being, there's always a rejection piece of it. And for some people, it's a trauma trigger for them. For other people, it was motivation to get them to move forward to where they wanted to go. Man, listen, you know what was real funny or weird section of the documentary for me? They were able to capture when Kanye had, for lack of a better term to call this, he had given his life to the Lord, and he was just trying to do the will of Jesus Christ and living for God and all that great stuff. That was an interesting little portion of the documentary. We all remember, you know, he was having these Sunday church services and he had a choir. Now, he really did put some great music together, and, you know, it reached. I know a lot of us, he was taking songs, Blessed in the City, songs that were staples in the church. It put a hip hop Generation X spin to it, and they were banging. It is what it is. They were banging. So he decided he made a gospel album. And the gospel album went number one. And I know some people, where you watched all the response in social media, they were having a whole fit over how can this dude that's secular, he not even living for God, and he, you know, he just doing this because he's a star. How is he number one on the gospel charts when all these other people, yada, yada, yada. It is what it is with that. So it was just kind of interesting to watch that. Of course, all the drama that came with it, just how he was treating some of the people and how they were moving and managing all those things. But the interesting thing about it, he gave that the same type of passionate energy and search for perfection to offering this musical piece. He gave it the same energy. He didn't do any less. There was nothing insincere about his motives or why he was doing it. Truth of the matter is, we all move like that, where, you know, we have these moments where we love God and we're just trying to figure this thing out. That was a great conversation and that I had with my wife. We were talking about parents as I cut across the field here. we were talking about our parents and how when you're younger, you don't think that your parents, you have your normal issues with the parents, but when you get older and you are dealing with your trauma in your life and as you trying to figure out life, you understand your parents' journey and how they were trying to figure things out the same way you were trying to figure things out now. And you get a better understanding and appreciation for your parents. And here's Kanye West, which kind of brings me right back to that. And Kanye West, really, when you look at his life, he is trying to figure it out the best way he knows how. Whatever choice or decision that he's making, good, bad, or indifferent, he is trying to figure this world out and how his life and purpose fits in with the way this world turns. And that is, in fact, the genius of Gen X. That's the thing, though, right? We are trying to figure that out. We're trying to figure out who we are. We're trying to figure out that lane, that space we're supposed to be in to get us the ultimate happiness, the ultimate joy, just the fullness of who we are as a person. And the hardest thing is that we see the person that we would like to become and the purpose that comes with that person. But we have to resolve the person that we presently are, and we can't learn from the person we presently are and move to the person that we want to become because we are focused on the flaws that we have. But one thing that I have come to discover, as well as what this documentary just really jumped off the screen for me, is that the flaws are an indication that there is genius in all of us. And it brings out our purpose. And for us, and what that documentary showed us, is that we need to rethink how we look at our flaws. The imperfection that we have is an indication. It is a sign of the genius that we have in us. I was in a conversation the other day and talking with some friends, and we were talking about Kanye, as a matter of fact, how incredible it must be, and all the people that we consider geniuses of their field or whatever you want to call it. Somewhere behind that is a critical flaw. And what good news is that, to know that no matter what situation, what trauma you've gotten through, what flaws you have and who you are as a person, there is a genius behind you, Nat. And so I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Do you really look at your flaws and look at yourself and say, boy, some genius in me because I am messed up here? Now, let me throw in this disclaimer, since we are in the tail end or where we finished up Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, that does not mean we need to not forsake going get some mental help about some of these flaws that we have that could be detrimental or could stifle how much we really can tap into the genius that we have. We need to deal with those things, but we also need to acknowledge that those are things that may or may not help us get to be the greatest person that we could be. And it's amazing in itself, the genius of dealing with our flaws is the ability to survive the way that we have been able to survive, the things that we have been able to experience and get through as something great, as something incredible. So I would encourage you to take a look at where you were during the time that he was going through the stuff he was going through. What was your challenges? I know for me, it was school. Like a lot of stuff that he was going through, I was in and out of school trying to figure out how I could get my undergraduate degree. You know, it came with its own set of challenges and rejections in that. And just to see how, you know, we were moving through at the same time, trying to figure this thing out, and the success and the struggles that we went through. I went through similar type of struggles where I didn't know if I was going to get my rent paid, if I didn't get a job here. You know, it's all those types of things that when you watched his documentary, you understand him. Doesn't mean you agree with him, but you understand the space that he was in and how he was getting through that. So hopefully in this, we understand that we as Gen Xers have a genius in us that is incredible. And just go out and go get that thing, even though we are quote unquote middle age, middle of this crisis, trying to figure out. But the great thing is that we just have so much life ahead of us that we can go get this thing done. Go get it done. We are a dope generation and we got a whole bunch of genius in us. And I think that we just need to really recognize that even with all the flaws and all the flaws that we have in ourselves, the flaws that were placed upon us given for whatever given reason, there's still genius in us. No matter what situation, no matter your record, whatever situation you've been through, we are just a dope group of people. And we just need to just start realizing that. As great as and flawed as Kanye is, he's still a genius. His music will be timeless. I know he's out there making some personal choices that none of us agree with and would say that, hey, player, you need to get some help, which I think he does. In my personal opinion, I think he just never got over his mother's death, and it's been something that has fueled him making the decision, because his brain is just literally tired of trying to suppress how he really feels about that information or the passing of his mother. Who would really deal with that? Like, I thank God for my counselors. I don't know how I would be where I am today had it not been a counselor and dealing with my father's death. So it is something that really need to consider that the genius that we have can be even greater if we take the time to do the work and learn through the traumas that we've dealt with, and even addressing the fact that the trauma that we may be dealing with, the trauma of rejection. So until then, enjoy being the great person you are and have a tremendous weekend. Peace. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Please follow our Instagram page at gen_xpodcast and comment on today's episode. We would love to hear your thoughts and perspective.